And men's a whole lot worse to say the old lady than the women is the old man.
Yeah. And now, did you, let's see, you knew one of your grandmothers, didn't you?
No, I never did. Just my step-grandmother, the only one.
Your step-grandmother.
But I wouldn't have known the difference if I hadn't been told.
Oh, she was
so good to us. Uh-huh. Just, treated us so good and so nice. Well, and I always taught to say grandma, and I still say grandma.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just a step-grandma.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's mother died when my mother's about 12 or 14 years old, and my mm-hmm. daddy's mother died when he's about 15 or 16,
mm-hmm.
and I did see one of them.
What?
But I did see my great-grandmother.
Oh, you did?
My great, and she's way up in 80 when she died.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see either one of your grandfathers?
Mm-mm. Turn that off a minute.
Well, isn't it? If they should have left her alone,
why,
she'd
yeah.
have been all right. That's terrible.
Just to let it kill her. If they'd been aimed to have killed her, why, she'd done already lived. She lived way up PD, and Ma said she took a notion to go anywhere. That little creek didn't bother. If it was low enough, she could wade it. She just, when she got there, she laid her shoes, winter or summer,
mm-hmm.
waded. She got across, put them back on, and got to the next ford. It was an average of one ford every mile up
mm-hmm.
that creek.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what killed her.
That's great. Well,
and my grandfather, Williams, my great-grandfather Williams lived to be a real old man,
uh-huh.
but I don't know nothing about my grandfather going on folks, because he come here from Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think he was born in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
He come here from
mm-hmm.
Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Now, something that people would put babies in, kind of like a crib on wheels with a hood over it, that was called a...
Well, that was a baby buggy,
mm-hmm.
and then they had baby cradles and baby beds and baby this, that, and the other,
mm-hmm.
you know, in
mm-hmm.
the olden days. They didn't have many baby buggies, but they had cradles, and they had baby beds, and they called them cribs, the
uh-huh.
baby crib.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now, if they took the baby out in the carriage, they said they were going to go out and...
For a stroll, take the baby for a stroll,
yeah.
or something,
mm-hmm.
like,
something
that.
Like that. Now you said you had two daughters, didn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
That was, and no sons. That was,
yeah, never had any boys.
Mm-hmm.
Just had one brother, and he died, and he was about 18 months old.
Mm-hmm. So you was really raised up with all girls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
And
or some person usually this way expecting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Either way.
Now if a boy has facial features like his father, you say that he, as far as his relationship there with his father, you say that he, do you ever say he takes after his father?
Yeah, well he's that much like his dad or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Well, what if he just behaves like him?
Yeah, well, that's he just like his father about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see, your sister's son would be called your...
Nephew.
Now, a child that's lost both its father and mother is called...
Orphan.
And a person that the court might appoint to look after an orphan's called a...
Adopted.
Yeah, and then a person...
A guardian,
mm-hmm.
a guardian for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, all the people that are related to you are called your...
Relations, my relatives.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, about someone, you might say, well, now she has the same name as I do, but she's no...
kin to me.
And a person who comes into your community and you...